The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
There's been a call from Sinn Féin for the government to make more targeted efforts to alleviate the cost of living crisis for those on low incomes. And to explain what they're calling for, I'm joined by Claire Curran, who is the social protection spokesperson for Sinn Féin. I'm also joined by Edgar Morgenroth, who is professor of economics at DCU. Claire, as I understand it, you're suggesting that anybody under getting paid less than 30 grand a year should get a one-off payment of 200 euro. And anybody earning less than 60,000 a year should get a one-off payment of 100 euro. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct, Anton. This is a cost of living cash payment, which we initially put forward as part of our mini budget proposals in February as a measure to put money back directly in people's pockets to obviously deal with what is now a rising cost of living crisis that is continuing to rise. The payment is for individuals, so whether their income is from social protection or from income from work, they would get this one-off payment.
It's a bit of a one for everybody in the audience populist move, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's populist. I would say it is a targeted measure aimed at those that are both on social welfare and struggling, and also aimed at particularly low income workers. We need to see targeted measures. The big issue with the government measures to date is they've been far too broad. They haven't had the impact that we need to see, and they haven't reached those households, workers and families who are really struggling. And I mean, we've seen that through the energy crisis and prices which continue to rise. And now we're seeing it more and more on our supermarket shelves as well. And that's obviously adding to already pressures among households.
Well, you say it's targeted. If I'm earning 60,000 euro a year and you give me 100 euro, after tax, it works out as about 0.4 of 1% of my yearly income. It's not exactly targeted, is it?
It is targeted in that we're aiming it at any individual earning less than 60,000 euro, and particularly for those under 30,000, like carers, like our lone parents, like people in low income work. And it is targeted in that it's not a universal payment. It is specifically for individuals earning or taking home less than 60,000 euro. And it is one measure of a raft of measures which we have been bringing forward since I did a survey on the cost of living crisis last October, 7-8 months ago now. We have been looking for actions like this. And this is just one action we are seeking from government. We also need to look at people's incomes, and we also need to look at reducing costs to people, like rents. Rent inflation is through the roof. We're calling for a ban on rents for 3 years, for a number of years at this stage. There are steps the government can take to target people like renters, like lone parents, like carers who are really struggling.
Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at DCU, is with us as well. We've seen the government do things before, Edgar, like, for instance, putting a cap on excise on fuel, which has the effect of benefiting the very rich as well as the very poor. Because if you're driving around in your Ferrari and you put fuel in it, you still get it at the same price as everybody else. Is there something to be said for this Sinn Féin approach of saying under 60k and then under 30 you get double?
Well, I think that the first thing to note, and this is an important point, is that the money has to come from somewhere. And you can take people who are earning 60K are paying income tax. You know, you take money out of one pocket and you put it back in the other pocket. That's not really going to make any real difference. You know, when we do things like this in a sort of what's supposedly a one-off basis, that money has to come from somewhere, and it's going to be taken from other projects. For example, housing. You know, if we don't have money in the kitty because we've given it away, that's going to come from, you know, it's going to reduce expenditures elsewhere.
And is there no element of rebalancing to it? Because the people who contribute to the kitty, those who are of the higher incomes contribute disproportionately more than those on lower incomes. So there is an element of trickle down, isn't there?
That is true. But at the end of the day, it's the total tax take that matters here. You know, once the money is actually in the government coffers, it doesn't matter anymore where it came from. And so if you're giving away 100 euro per I'm not sure whether it's per person or per household, that money is gone, and it can't be used for something else. And it doesn't matter whether it came from richer taxpayers or poorer taxpayers. It's not available for example, housing. The other point is that targeting is normally done on the basis of means rather than simply saying, oh, you earn this. You know, an individual may earn 30,000. but might have a spouse who earns a few hundred thousand, or might live in a house that's worth a million. So it's not really that targeted at all. And I think we should use the social welfare system that we have, which is actually quite a good system, to deal with some of these issues. There's no doubt that poorer people are suffering more than richer people from these pricing.
Let me get Claire Curran's response. That you were sighing fairly heavily to some of that, Claire.
Well, I mean, in the first instance, as regards taking and giving, I mean, at the moment, workers, particularly low-income workers, are giving. I mean, they're paying their taxes. They get very little in return because they have to pay for everything else on top of that. This is a one-off payment. If you're a carer and you're married to a low-income worker, it's a payment of €400 into your household. That will make a difference. It will put money in their pockets. They're not going to spend it on going to Spain. They're going to spend it on putting food on the table, paying their bills, in some cases utility debt at this point in time. And that's really important.
And what are the arguments that Edgar is making, where you say that it could be more targeted if, let me infer into it, but if you used, for instance, things like the fuel allowance, where you said, well, there's a means-tested allowance here, these are the people who are going to be most dramatically hit by fuel and inflationary prices. If we funnel it through there, we avoid the kind of scattering our bread upon the water of giving it to everybody under 60 grand.
In what we're proposing, you would take the figures from revenue and the figures that obviously are already readily available through social welfare. Means testing will take a long time. We saw there was a universal electricity credit announced in December. It took nearly 6 months for that to be introduced. So these things take a long time. They need to be done an awful lot quicker. Yes, the data is there in relation to social welfare, but assisting people on social welfare alone is not enough. There are far too many workers, particularly low and almost middle income workers out there, who are working, who are paying their taxes, and they have no support. They can't get support through the emergency payments, through the likes of the exceptional needs payment, because they're typically working more than 30 hours a week. There is literally no support for them in relation to energy, in relation to food costs. They're out at sea and there is no support. So it's not enough to say, well, look, let's look at the fuel allowance. Again, fuel allowance is gone now. It is a means-tested payment to some degree, but you only get it if you're on a qualifying payment. It is extremely limited and rigid. You take a low-income worker in receipt of the working family payment and essentially getting a top-up payment for low wages. They don't get the fuel allowance. So you have all these workers out there not in receipt of social welfare who literally have no support, and we need to do something, and we need to do it as quickly as possible. Through revenue is the quickest way to put money into people's pockets.
One of the things that always gets raised when you talk about significant payments, whether it's done through fuel allowance or whether it's done as direct supplement to people, is the risk that it is pro-cyclical, that it increases inflationary pressures where we're already suffering within an inflationary spiral. Edgar, from your perspective as a professor of economics, is that a real concern with a move like this?
A lot of the inflation we see, not all of it, but a lot of it is externally driven. It's really largely the world markets that are driving this. So that's a market for fuel in particular. And then to a much lesser extent, in foods. It isn't so much domestically driven, but externally driven. So that's not the biggest issue here. I think my problem is that we're essentially thinking that there's some kind of a magic money tree where the money comes from, and giving it away doesn't impact on other things that the state might want to do, and indeed that Sinn Féin want the state to do, like dealing with the housing crisis, and that's just simply not true.
Well, let's get the total quantum then, Claire. This payment, so €100 for everybody under 60,000, €200 for everybody under 30,000, when you multiply that up by all of those to whom it would be given, what's the total sum?
So we're looking at a cost roughly of 540 million, and that's doing the sums between the CSO figures and revenue as well. But it is important to add, of course, every time we bring forward a measure, be it in our alternative budget or now, we always bring forward how we would cost it. And obviously it's not from taking money from housing. I mean, no one would ever suggest that, nor would we. But I mean, we have a situation, and the Oxfam report was out 2 weeks ago. It showed that Ireland's 9 billionaires have increased their wealth by almost 60% since COVID hit. So let's go back to Edgar's question then.
About you have €500 million that is going to be dispersed among the recipients of this payment. From where do you take it?
So we put forward four measures. So for the likes of tapering off the tax credits on incomes of earned income over €100,000. We've also suggested a solidarity tax of 3% in relation to those that earn over €140,000, and that would only be on the portion of income over €140,000. We also wanted to see the bank levy increased. So there are measures, and the point also has to be made.
Let me just make sure I have them. You said that there was four. There's the 3% over 140, the weaning of tax credits, or the not stopping of tax credits above 100, increase the bank levy, and what was the
other one? And the fourth one is a 40% tax on capital gains tax on individual incomes over €500,000, and that would bring in.
So essentially, it's Robin Hood. It's tax it all off the rich and give it to the people who have less.
Well, I mean, how else do we? I mean, people at the top are doing well, and there are people out there, and companies out there, and energy companies out there who are making a lot of money and a lot of profits in relation to where we're at. And the choice is: do we do that, or do we just leave it? And say, well, look, you can't feed your children. You're struggling to pay your bills. Your kids are going to bed hungry. Like, we're in a situation now where poverty is growing at unsustainable levels right across the board. We had data from the CSO last month. It showed over 65s, lone parents, and also people with disabilities across consistent poverty, deprivation, and at risk of poverty, all up. And we're to say to them, people, well, we haven't the fiscal space, or well, we can't take off people who are doing really well.
Edgar, if you take those moves, people are earning over 100,000 in one instance, or over 140 on the other, a 40% tax on capital gains for those of significant net worth, and an increase in the bank levies at the time when the banks are profitable to the tune of several hundred million, if not a billion. That would seem to be a relatively fair redistribution in from people who can afford petrol to those who can't.
Absolutely. The problem really is that that's not the measure that's proposed here today is not the only measure that Sinn Féin would like to see enacted. So rather than just doing these kind of increases once, you're going to have to do them multiple times to actually be able to afford all of the different things that are being put forward. And that's where that becomes a problem, because there will be reactions, there will be changes in behaviours and so on. If you think of a tax change, say, at €140,000, what's their incentive to go beyond the 140,000? You'll end up disincentivizing some people. Some people will look elsewhere, their mobile date, they'll start looking around and pay their tax in other jurisdictions. So at some point, these things also have a reaction, and you're not going to get this kind of the kind of revenue that you expect to get because of those reactions. And that is where the problem then starts happening, where we become uncompetitive at the top end. And for example, if you have children, it might surprise people, if you have children, you would actually have a lower income tax in Germany compared to here if you're a high earner. So people then make moves, it's easy to say, yes, we always are going to skin the same cat. At some point, the cat's not going to be there anymore, and that will be a problem. In principle, of course, the money will disproportionately have to come from richer people, but at some point, there won't be too many around.
On that topic, Claire, does Sinn Féin accept the theory that says that if you tax those over 100,000 to take that threshold sufficiently, there will come a point where you will get diminishing returns, you will disincentivize them, and in some cases they will depart the jurisdiction?
No, for the simple fact that we're talking about, so for example, you mentioned the €140,000, a 3% solidarity tax only on their income above that point. I don't think that's
going... I'm not saying, do you think those measures will do? Do you think such a point can be reached?
I honestly don't. I mean, you take an average worker.
So 60%, 70% tax, they'll just keep paying.
We're not talking about 60, 70% tax. Like, we're not
talking
about that.
But Edgar is raising the concern that there is a point at which you can go no further. And you have a lot of policies that are funded by taxation on the rich. You look at some of Eoin O'Brien's policies, there are significant tax moves to underpin some of those. Is there a point where the well will run dry?
We need fair taxation and we need redistribution. There are far too many people in the state that are struggling. There are a lot of workers, ordinary workers, who are paying the taxes. They get little or nothing in return. And then you have people then at the higher end that can pay a bit more.
But that doesn't actually address my question.
To pay a bit more.
Do you think there is a point where the well runs dry?
If it's fair taxation, then no. But we're not talking about 60, 70% tax. It has to be fair. And at the moment, it's not fair.
Edgar, you want to come in?
Yeah, I mean, I find it quite remarkable what was just said. You know, the OECD shows year in, year out that Ireland's tax system, tax and social welfare system, is the most equalising system in the OECD. To say that it's somehow totally unfair is really quite wrong. You know, it's just as a statement of fact, quite wrong.
I don't think we have fair and progressive tax in this state. That's fine.
The OECD says it again and again. Do you think the OECD doesn't know what they're talking about?
No, I don't think the OECD don't know what they're talking about. But my point is, we have a lot of people. But Edgar, what are you saying then to people that if we don't, where do we get the money from if we're not looking at people who are doing really well in this state? Like, it's no good saying to a mother that can't afford to put food on
the
table. We have to find ways in which we can put money into people's pockets who are struggling. That's the question, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay,
and that's what we need
I'll give the final word very briefly to you, please, Edgar. Very briefly.
The point that was made is that the system is not fair. And, you know, independent leading institutions like the OECD show that Ireland's is actually a very equalizing system and the most in the OECD.
Okay.
To say that it's not fair, I think, is a complete misrepresentation of what's there.
Edgar, thank you. That's Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at DCU. And Claire, thank you very much. Claire Curran, I should say, who is Social Protection Spokesperson for Sinn Féin. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the lack of supports that the members of the travelling community are saying are available.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.